13 past 6 and we get into the day's top business news, starting with expectations ahead of the release of the latest quarterly labour force survey. Now, that data will be released by Stats SA tomorrow after the previous figures showed that about a quarter of South Africans are unemployed, with the unemployment rate at 27.7%. Labour analyst Andrew Levy from Andrew Levy Employment Development Corporation joins us now. Welcome back to Money Talk, Andrew.
Hello, thank you, and very nice to be with you again.
What are we expecting from the latest data in this regard when it comes tomorrow?
Well, the short answer is we're not expecting good news. Bear in mind, of course, this is a short-term quarterly response and that the data tends to move slowly. Also, bear in mind the sample error between one and another could also be great, but nevertheless, we are going to see another fall, in my opinion, in the numbers employed. You also made the point that it's about 27.3 at the moment, but we really must bear in mind that that is the narrow definition.
Yes.
If you look at the expanded definition, including people who've stopped looking for a job, the number is much, much bigger. It's much closer to 60% or slightly above. So we are still facing an absolute tragedy in human terms and a huge, huge difficulty in economic terms.
That said, do we expect a rise in the number of depressed job seekers?
Yes, we do, because what is actually happening in the labour market dynamic is that people are being shed from the formal sector. If you see that as the inner target of the ball, as it were, or the inner ring, they're shed from there. They then try their luck in the informal sector, or they remain job seekers, and once they become discouraged, which happens quite quickly, they then move out to the third circle, which is the unemployed. So I would anticipate that this dynamic will be reflected both by an increase in the numbers on the narrow definition and an increase in the numbers on the longer term, the discouraged definition. We've also got to bear in mind that we're getting to the end of the school year and the academic year, and that in the next quarter, or the first quarter of next year, we're going to be seeing a huge tranche of school and university leavers entering the labour market, and that's also going to have a hugely depressing effect on the numbers. And just to make the final point, if you break the unemployment figures down by group and age group, it is young black South Africans who are bearing, without any question, the brunt of it, and they are really almost three times more likely to be unemployed and never having been employed than people who might be employed and lose their job.
Interesting that you say that, and it is a factual and historic issue in South Africa. Can the situation be turned around in any way where these young black South Africans maybe have to find other ways of creating employment or finding themselves employment by bettering themselves in any other way that does not require the monetary element of it, which is not there?
Yeah. You know, I think the reality is that school leavers, university leavers, black or any other colour, are unlikely to make jobs for themselves. Mm-hmm. Some will enter the informal sector, some will have entrepreneurial skills and will do something, but those are going to be exceptions rather than the rule. Now, in reality, there is no short-term prospect that we're going to have to be able to soak up this unemployment. What we need is a decade of high economic growth. That could be attainable, but not with current government labour market policies.
Right.
So in reality, I don't see any short-term answers unless there is a radical turnaround with respect for labour market policy. And we know that bodies like the World Bank and the IMF are trying to urge governments to do this, but there seems to be no response.
Most times when we speak of the unemployment rate in South Africa, all eyes immediately look to government. What role does the private space, private business have to play in this regard?
Well, that's a very, very good question, because I frequently say that when government says we're going to create jobs, they fundamentally misunderstand. Governments do not create jobs. Employers create jobs. What governments can do is create circumstances in which employers will want to create jobs. So they could follow economic policies which encourage hiring. More importantly, they could follow economic policies, labor market policies, which develop economic growth. Now, not to write off government's role totally, not our government, but governments in general, governments in the short term can soak up some unemployment by creating social infrastructure schemes, by funding public works. But this is not a full-time solution, and it's just a palliative measure. And, you know, if we look at, again, the history, it's now 6 years since we had introduced by government the first labour market entry scheme to favour and subsidise young blacks entering the labour market. But for 5 years, absolutely nothing was done because the unions didn't approve of it. So we look at a tragic and sad story of lost opportunity and lack of will.
Lastly, Andrew, in which industries are we likely to see the most job losses this time around? We know that the mining industry continues to bleed.
Yes, well, the mining industry is the first one I would put my fingers on. We're going to see, because it's one of the first to respond, the building industry. Unquestionably, and this is also impacted by the political uncertainty that's going to reign for the next 6 to 12 weeks, the motor industry will feel that people are not going to buy cars, and if they do, they're going to buy second-hand cars, and we're going to see a depressed effect in retailing because of the fall or the lack of reasonable increase in disposable income. So those are the ones I immediately put my finger on.
Thank you so much for your input, Labour analyst Andrew Levy from Andrew Levy Employment Development Corporation, talking to us about expectations ahead of the release of the latest labour force survey by Stats SA tomorrow.